Hello everybody, this is Guy de l'Arbre's message for Sunday the 19th of February 2023. We are in a special family in which God places us through the action of the Holy Spirit at work in us. No more barriers. Let us remember Paul's text to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household. But today, I would first like to recall the invitation to reflection offered by the enslaved African Americans and Indigenous people who reside in Minnesota today. They have indeed prepared a reflection so that all the Christian communities of the world, whatever they may be, are well aware that each of its members has been incorporated into it by the grace of God, whatever their origin and above all, to what they are called to live, always by the grace of God under the impulse of the Holy Spirit and in Christ. This was not done without struggles to defend rights, civil rights, for example, the rights of free and equal citizens, and they know something about that, something we can easily forget. This thought-provoking message was shared in our Ecumenical Week of Prayer for Christian Unity gatherings, because in the end, no community, whether Catholic, Orthodox, Anglican, Reformed Protestant or Evangelical, can do without questioning, and it is therefore good to make this process of prayer and mutual questioning together. I remind you of the verse on which this much-needed reflection is based. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17. Learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed, take up the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Learn to do good, but not just a lesson to receive for oneself, who is already good, but to tell to those around you. Protect the oppressed. In Hebrew, this verb, to protect, is in fact the word to walk and even to be happy. Hence, make the oppressed happy. Put into action. When we have experienced rejection, oppression, when we have been victims of an abusive power like these Native Americans, we know what it means to be well, to be happy, to be on the move. After a period of stoppage, even of arrest, even of a kind of imprisonment, forced isolation. Today these isolations can simply be due to disease, impoverishment, a form of dependence, unemployment, pure and simple rejection. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. The context in which the prophet Isaiah speaks is most negative socially and spiritually. We read in Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 to 20. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams and the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to appear before me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths and convocations, I cannot bear your worthless assemblies. Your new moon feasts and your appointed festivals I hate with all my being. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you. Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Come now, let us settle the matter, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Aware of our sinful origins, aware of the price paid on the cross by Christ to save us, aware of the effect of God's grace in us, by paraphrasing the verse of the prophet Isaiah. Let us teach ourselves to do good. Let us be reproached by brother or sister. Let us seek the justice of God, even all things which come from the mouth of God. Let us protect the oppressed. Let us make them happy. Let us take up the cause of the orphan. Let us speak to them of their rights. Let us act for their rights. Let us defend the widow, the one who no longer has help or support. And again, more precisely, let's not miss the power given to us being invited to adore God. Here, I would now like to make you aware of the power given to you by the grace of God, members of this family, those who know of God. Listen to this portion of testimony, which is reported to us by the author of the book of Acts of the Apostles, and which relates to the action of the apostle Peter at the gate of the temple of Jerusalem. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 to 5. One day Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer, at 3 in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Peter goes to the temple like many others. Siesta time, it's 3 p.m. Everyone is well motivated, just like our beggar who, as usual, asks for a little money to buy a sandwich. He can't do anything else, just like those who dropped off the beggar, as usual. But now Peter and John stop, stare at him, don't give him money, but act by the power that has been given to them. And here is our beggar, cheered up, standing, jumping and praising God, entering the temple, whereas until now he could not cross the threshold. A reject of society. Peter and John had another look. They let themselves be stopped in their tracks. They used the power that God gave them. We are all beggars in some way. Everyone can benefit from the blessing of God because it is in his will. We may find this blessing in a brother or sister of the church. Let us be touched, even uplifted by our God. Let's also ask ourselves what kind of gesture or word God expects of us. It may not be a healing power. Contrary to what Peter and John say, it may be our money that will be a source of salvation. In all circumstances, and in particular when we are in assembly before God, let us be instructed by God to speak or act in his name according to the power that God has given us. A certain beggar will then be able to awaken to God's blessing, to his love, to the gesture that will put him on his feet. Remember the exhortation of the prophet Isaiah. Learn to do good, seek justice, protect the oppressed, do justice to the orphan, defend the widow. Let's not be passive religious people. Let us highlight the privilege discovered by the grace of God to be loved, to be in the family of God, to be standing up, to be happy, to walk, and then let's take action if God leads us. Amen.